This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. Now it's time for your stories. This is San Francisco StoryCorps. Before Lori Bruckner adopted Kate, she knew her only as a blown-up photocopied photograph. On the photograph was a Chinese name, Yu Mingren. Anxiously, Lori traveled all the way to Jiangsu in China to adopt her. Soon, Mingren became Kate. 15 years later, Kate sat down with her mom in the San Francisco StoryCorps booth to ask her what it was like when she saw Kate for the first time.
The first time I saw you was on a tiny little picture from an adoption agency. It was about like 2 inches wide by an inch tall. I remember my friend Kenny, he scanned the photo and he sent it all over the United States to different people, like to your grandparents and to Aunt Sarah and Uncle Paul and Terry and Greg and everybody who could possibly, I'd want to show that picture, I sent it to. And I remember the next time I saw you was in China. This nanny brought you through the door and you were bundled up. You had all these clothes on. Your face was really red and it looked kind of flushed. And at the time, I didn't realize how scared you probably were. I just was feeling pretty selfish about how happy I was. I remember, you know, I was told I shouldn't be looking you in the eye when I first met you. And because they said that, the adoption agency said that maybe that some adopted babies weren't used to having eye contact, but obviously you were, because you just stared right at me. And I think I fell in love with you, although I didn't know what to do with you yet, because I didn't know what to do as a mom. But I saw you and I just fell in love with you the minute I saw you. I sort of thought about your birth mother, but she didn't seem real to me till I was holding you in my arms and I realized that I was so happy, but it was kind of sad too, because she would not hold you in her arms. And I felt also sad for you that you wouldn't feel her hold you in her arms. So that was super happy, but at the same time, pretty sad. And another more less esoteric thing is that Kate actually sounds like me on the phone. When people call us, they always go, "Hello, Lori," and you'll go, "No, it's Kate," which is really kind of funny because we're not biologically related, but we sound alike, don't we?
People say.
All the time. I think we do.
Lori Bruckner spoke to her daughter, Kate, at the San Francisco StoryCorps booth. Find out how you can share your story at klw.org. Click on Cross Currents.